Yes, ma'am.
You would?
Yes, ma'am. Because I have drove a million ones.
Yeah. Well, I thought you might always use team instead of pair.
We did. Now we'd say, well, that's a team of mules yonder, you know, way back yonder, you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you say, well, there's a pretty team of mules, which I don't know, that's what they used back, you know, years ago.
Well, that's what I thought from what you said before. You probably wouldn't say that's a pretty pair of mules.
No.
Or
no.
Or I had a pair of mules plowing today, you'd say too.
Yeah, that's right. We'd just say, well, I had a team of mules.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. Then you said that on your farm you had beef
cattle.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you prefer them to dairy?
Ma'am.
Do you prefer them to dairy cattle?
No, they're different to dairy cattle. What I mean is they're cows right on.
Uh-huh.
But they're not a milk type cattle.
Well, would you rather have them?
Yes, ma'am.
How come?
Well, because there's so much less trouble than having dairy cows. Because you've got to milk a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have to milk. Well, we do it occasionally, but not too often. We have to, you know, milk a cow. If she gives more milk than the calf can take when it's real little, sometimes we have to help, you know, get that milk out.
Mm-hmm.
Her udder, and then when he gets a little older, he'll take it off. He'll get every bit of it. Well, we don't have to milk her. And we have that once in a while, about a bunch of cows up there. And we're milking one now, every other day. She just gave just too much milk for the calf.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't milk her, why, two of her, I'll say her quarters or one of them will go bad, and not even the next calf, she won't even have any milk in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But after the calf grows up pretty good size, well, you can just forget them.
Mm-hmm. So they that's the biggest reason you'd rather
have
them.
That's the biggest reason.
Is there any other advantages? Do they take about the same amount of pasture land?
Yes, ma'am. They'll take about the same pasture land that a dairy cow will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And only difference, they're just less trouble than a dairy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call a male cow?
Well, we call it bull.
You ever hear any other expression, maybe another word for it, maybe that they used to use around ladies, used to be, ladies weren't supposed to talk about bulls?
Oh, we call them yearlings back, you know.
Well, now, I didn't know that's what that meant.
Well,
is that just another word for a bull? I thought that was
another word. You take years ago, lady, especially around women folk, you wouldn't say bull, people wouldn't at that time,
mm-hmm.
because, I don't know, maybe the way it sounded or whatnot, but we'd say, well, that big old yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the men folks can understand it,
mm-hmm.
and of course, maybe the women too, but still,
it was more polite,
you know. Of nowadays, put it right around through here, lady.